Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Y'all, I am so excited because Through the Gryffindor is heading back out on tour. Starting in February of 2025, we'll be performing live shows in Charlotte, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Nashville. And as always, we will be bringing all of the magic with a tour-long Jay versus Ben trivia showdown with questions submitted and asked by all of you. And then, of course, we will dim the lights for a live recording of Through the Gryffindor. And y'all, these nights have made for some of my all-time favorite since we have started making content on the internet. It is truly a magical evening, nerding out Harry Potter style with the very best community online. Plus, we have a VIP upgrade for each show if you want to come and meet Jay and I, take photos, ask questions, and score an exclusive signed tour poster before the show begins. We would love to see you. We'd love to meet you, and we hope you will come and join us for all of the fun. Tickets are available in the show notes for every show or at supercarlinbrothers.com. What's poppin', everybody? Hello and welcome to Popcorn Culture. My name is Ben Carlin and I am your host. Here with me today is my brother Jay, who will be in every episode.
Ben, do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
All right, Luke told me this joke the other day. Are you ready?
Yeah, lay it on me.
How does the ocean say hi?
I don't know how.
It just waves.
Oh, that's so good.
I know. I was like, that was a real joke.
He nailed it. Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
Why were the aliens so obsessed with gravity?
Why?
I don't know. They were just drawn to it. You get it?
I get it.
Were they even obsessed or were they crashing?
I know.
They came at it so fast, like almost just as if it boom. Were falling out of the sky.
Yeah, right. They're not so much defying gravity as finding it.
Yes, they are. Finding gravity.
Sorry to everyone wearing headphones there. That was maybe they fixed the audio and post on that.
Maybe so. I was going to say, because I'm wearing headphones. I had to hear it right into my ear holes. Loud. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But how good was Wicked, man?
Oh, it was so good.
Dude, this is how I can tell it's good, is that it's been 5 days and I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. I know. It's like I definitely keep coming back to. I've been listening to the soundtrack like crazy because I hadn't really listened to any of the songs prior to seeing the movie, and so like
the door is unlocked for you.
I know. Yeah. Because there is something to be. It's like when you go to a concert and the band is like, we're gonna play a new one, and you're all like, no, don't do that.
Right. Like, we're gonna play one of our originals. And you're like, oh,
okay. We don't know it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're at a brewery on Thursday night, bro. You're in downtown Roanoke, so...
Yeah, been there. But anyway, the point is that, like, I loved the movie even though I didn't know the music. And I'm like, now I need to, like, listen to all the music, like, 1,000 times.
Right.
So I got it down pat.
This is how I felt. That's how I felt after Hamilton, like, when they put it on Disney Plus. Like, I finally got to, like, experience the show.
Yes.
And then it was like, I knew, like, everyone I knew, it felt like, knew all of the songs to all of it. And I'm like, have you guys seen the show yet? And like, they had not.
No, yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm saving it until I see it.
Yeah.
And then once I've seen it, then yeah, it was like, let's just put this whole show on repeat for like a couple of years. What year is it? 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever it came out, basically since then.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that back when we were like really kind of getting our wheels turning into the world of YouTube, we went to VidCon, I think in 2016.
Yeah.
And we literally were walking around with like convoy of like other like fellow content creators and stuff. And they were all just constantly singing Hamilton.
Yeah.
At the top of their lungs.
Yes.
And I was like, I have never felt so like I don't know how to interact.
And I don't know.
This is not like Hamilton's lyrics are not the kind of lyrics where it's like, yeah, just sing along.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's just like, what's the okay? And yeah, I pretty much got the chorus. Now let's go.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Nope. Not like that. Not
one bit.
You kind of got to practice if you want to sing the lyrics. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Yep. So no, but I've been enjoying the pleasant fallout from Wicked because I just genuinely didn't know what to expect. Like, I think literally where I started was, I remember like when the first preview came out for Wicked, the people with me were like, oh, no way. And I was like, I don't know. Like, are we sure? Like, I don't know. Like, is this going to be good? Like, is this right. a thing?
Like, if you just sort of know it, like at a glance or like in the, like out in the ether, it's just sort of like, yeah, like I guess if your people are kind of like into the Wizard of Oz, I don't know.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a quirky bunch of people are really going to appreciate the fact that somebody finally made this movie.
Right. Incorrect.
No, I was wrong. Yeah. It was just really fun.
No, I mean, it is like Wicked is one where I had not seen the show at all, and I still have not seen the full show. So please, no one spoil it for me between now and next year at this exact time. So like going in, but when Beth went to college, like she just listened to the music a lot. Like she didn't have any pretense about like, no, I need to see the show first or anything.
Right.
And then like sometimes we'd be on car rides and like there was like a period of this was like pre-Spotify, like Pandora.
Ugh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Which is
all the Pandora users out there are like, hey, what? Like,
hey, what's the matter?
It's okay.
We still use a Pandora. I'm listening on my Zune.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy your at Hotmail accounts. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Ben just taking shots today.
I'm just fired up. Okay?
Fired up, man. Yeah. It's on Pandora. And one of the fun discoveries I had on Pandora was that you could just set it to like a comedian and it would just shuffle through different comedians.
Okay.
Which was super fun.
I did the same thing and very much enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was a great way to get to know a lot of different comedians. And then inevitably you'd be like, oh, wait, I wanted to hear the rest of that guy's show because each bit only ends up being like 3 to 5 minutes.
Right.
And yep, then it's just a whole new person. But then it'll come back to that guy and you're like, what, was that the same show or was it just like later on or was he referencing back? You know, anyway.
Right.
But I remember that was super fun because I love listening, or I still do love listening to comedy. But what Beth did was very similar, but she would just put it on like Wicked Radio, you know, and it would cycle through like a bunch of different like popular Broadway shows.
Okay.
And so like some of which I knew, but I had never heard Wicked, but anytime those would come up, they would always be like super catchy and very fun. And then like we watched Glee, so I knew like some of the songs. I was like, oh, this is on Glee, and it's like, oh, it's from that. Okay, right.
Yes, yeah. It, like when I remember seeing like Rachel Berry perform Defying Gravity against
Kurt.
Yeah, where there's that. I think there's like a feud as to who's going to get to perform.
Who's going to get the part? Who's going to hit that high F? You know.
Yes. Yeah. That particular song. But. Like even hearing the song, even being moved by the song, I had zero idea for the context of the song.
Oh, okay.
Like what it was about, like what was going on. Like I couldn't even told you that it was a Wicked song.
I don't think.
I'm sure they said that in the episode.
I'm sure.
It'd be surprising if that didn't come up.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So it's definitely been very interesting, and I think it's been kind of fun too because it's like talking to people about it. Like it's fun to share the excitement, obviously. But then I feel like there's like all these murmurs about like, you know, it's going to be like a whole year until like part two comes out. And then some people are like, oh, did you hear that? Like apparently part two was supposed to come out like on Christmas Day. So it's going to be like part one and then part two, like a month later. And it's like, oh, that would have been so cool.
That would have been great.
And now I'm kind of like obsessed with that idea. I know they're not doing it.
I know. It's like, oh, that would have been really cool. Like if there was just like a little, like an actual intermission or something.
Yes.
Hey, just like take a break. You had a month to see it. Come see it. The second half on Christmas would be great.
I know. Which I totally would have done.
So I would have.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yep.
Boy, wait, it's going to be a long year. I was talking to Beth about it this morning and she was like, it's hard for me to talk to you about this movie because I don't want to spoil the ending for you.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know. And she's like, so it's going to be hard for like the next year. And I'm like, I would also still be willing to just go see the show. That would still count to me.
That would still count. Okay. That's good to know. Maybe we should do that. And then kick ourselves out of purgatory.
I know. Bit. Yeah. Then we can just talk about it. Yeah.
Because I had a very similar conversation this morning with Alice where I was like, hey, yeah, there's this like scene where like this thing happens and then this thing happens and this thing happens. And she's like, yet. And I'm like, yet? What do you mean yet?
What do you mean by yet?
What does yet mean? Yet. And, you know, so then immediately, like, my mind's like trying to like fill in the blanks because we are hilariously doing the Super Carlin Brothers thing, yeah. which is like to start making like the theories
I know.
About what is otherwise a very well-known story.
Extremely well-known ending. I know. The information's just there. We just like, this is like a fun thing for you and me to be like, well, what do you think's going to happen? Like, I don't know. It could be this and be that. You know, like, I think they're setting this up. They're like, probably that makes sense.
That could be it. Yeah.
But then in The Wizard of Oz, this happens. And so like, how are we going to get to there? It's like, I don't know. Are we going to see the Tin Man? Are we going to see the Scarecrow? Do we think, like, do you think Fiero could, like, become the Scarecrow or something, you know?
What?
Right? I know, because he's kind of, I think he even says, like, brainless in his song, and I'm like, he's looking for a brain, you know? I don't know what's going to happen here,
no.
Right? I don't know.
I hadn't thought about that.
I don't know.
All I thought was, like, the little lion that he, like, rescues. That's the lion.
Yeah, that's the cowardly lion, for sure. Yeah. For sure. And then I'm like, well, if they're going to see the Scarecrow, then there's no way they're not going to do the Tin Man. That would be ridiculous.
I mean, I know both.
Yeah, exactly. But certainly we would have already met them. Who could that be?
Maybe. What is the Tin Man looking for?
Heart. He's heartless.
Heartless.
But that sounds like really mean, but obviously he's not like mean. I think he just like wants to be able to love or something.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, anyway, things to dwell on forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, or until next year. Or until we find a different way to see Wicked between now and then, which might be the better way out.
I know, yeah. Because I do. I also think there's this very funny thing which is happening, which is that like the show is so popular. There's so much demand. There was so much effort that went into making it because lots of people already love it. So like we posted our review and I was like, there must have been people pulling their hair out. And like we're talking right now and I'm like, right now people must be like, guys,
I know.
Go see it.
I did have someone on Twitter say, I need Wicked Part 2 about just so I could watch the Carlin Brothers review it. So I think it must have been very funny to watch our review.
Yes,
which if you want to see our full, very in-depth review, that's over on just the main Super Carlin Brothers channel.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. So anyway, good times. Do you have any more Wicked talk?
I mean, I could probably keep talking if you wanted to, but we'll move on for the sake of... You know what? Go see it. If you haven't, go see it.
Okay, Jay, here's a question for you.
Yeah, fire it away.
Would you rather always have to sing? Let me try that again.
Okay.
All right, Jay, here's a question for you. Mm. Would you rather always have to sing instead of talk or dance instead of walk?
Well, this is an interesting query right here. Sing instead of, the thing is, I don't feel like I'm a very good singer.
But maybe you'd become like truly excellent if all
That's
you could
true.
Ever do is sing.
If all you could ever do is sing, like your life is just kind of a musical. Dancing literally everywhere seems like more of an inconvenience than singing everything you say.
I agree with you.
Because I think you're right. You could become better at singing if it's all you did.
Right.
It might be kind of annoying for the people you were talking to, or like imagine trying to do this show if all we could do was sing to each other.
I'm not gonna lie, it would probably be like a podcast, but everybody sings.
Yeah, it's got to exist.
Oh, I mean, it almost certainly has to.
Yeah,
but then because when I read this one, I was like, okay, so dancing instead of walking everywhere seems like it could be like, does skipping count as dancing? Because in my head, I'm like, okay, what would it look like for me to like leave the office and go to my car? And it's like, am I like, just like, you know, happily, merrily, trouncing, you know, bup, bada, bup, bum, bum.
I'm imagining, like, what's the, there's like a, oh my gosh, it's like a, it's a guy like dancing through a mall. It's like one of those, it's not because I'm happy, is it? No, it's Sunshine in My Pocket. That's what it is. Sunshine in My Pocket music video is amazing. That's what I'm imagining it looks like. And honestly, if it's like that, maybe it's dancing everywhere.
Not so bad.
In fact,
you changing your answer?
I might be changing it. Because you know what? Imagine how good a shape you'd be in if you were dancing everywhere.
Dude, you'd be shredded.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, dancing is like, I mean, it makes you quite strong.
Yeah, I don't think I could do my treadmill desk so much anymore unless I was like moonwalking on it or something, but that's probably pretty hard on treadmill surface.
Oh, man. You know? That's a good point. Moonwalking would be really good though.
Oh, you'd be so good at moonwalking. You know what? It has to be dancing, I think.
You've changed.
You know what? Okay, so let me just ask you this. Would you rather be good at dancing or singing?
That's a good query.
Think about all the anxiety you've had your whole life about
dancing
and karaoke.
One of those could go away. These two performing arts. I think I would rather be good at singing. I think. Then our new podcast could literally be called The Song and Dance.
Because
then you'd be the dance and I'd be the song.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That seems like a lot of fun. I definitely have this like
like, I think what I'm discovering is that sometimes when I have a great fear about something like singing karaoke, mm-hmm. it's because I really want to be good at it.
Yeah.
And my fear is that if I go and it goes poorly, that will like damage my thoughts. And I think even like it like worries me to even try for the first time because I don't want to. Like, I don't want to be let down. I want it to be this, like, bright possible horizon. It's,
yeah.
It's kind of like, we talked several weeks ago, like, I'm, like, waiting for the right door to open to have somebody just, like, discover me and be like, you know, like, hey, you, let's work on that. And be like, okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I'm all in. So I think secretly what's happening is I don't fear it. I just covet it.
You covet it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I think that's what's going on. Okay. My next would you rather. Are you ready?
Okay. I didn't know we were doing would you rather.
No, I have a whole list of these. Okay.
So all right.
Buckle up, buttercup.
If I recall, is this like the would you rather Thanksgiving special?
The would you rather Thanksgiving special.
Oh my gosh.
Extravaganza. The one, the only. Maybe until maybe next year. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Hit me with another one.
Okay. Let's see here. Would you rather have the ability to change the past or see the future?
Oh, change the past or see the future. This is a real, like, does seeing the future cause the future kind of situation. Change the past, does that alter the present, you know?
It's a good question. I mean, you know? It almost seems like it would have to.
Right. It almost both seem like they alter the present.
Yeah.
In some way. Like seeing the future then causes that future, I think. Like, it changes what you would have done otherwise.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the other problem with seeing the future is, like, it all kind of depends on what you see.
Yeah, like, if you see the future, can you change it, or does it just happen?
I mean, it seems like it would happen.
It seems like it would happen.
I think if you're seeing the future, it has to happen, otherwise you're not seeing the future.
Then what's the point? You'll find out anyway.
I mean, you will find out anyway, but it might change the way that you live. Like, so for example, if you're like, for me, you know, I see the future and it's like, you're walking out onto like, you know, a big platform in the middle of like a giant stadium and everybody's holding their cell phone flashlights up backwards. And it's like, boom, you made it as a singer.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I can just know that that's going to happen.
I can just sort of know it's going to happen. I'm immediately thinking like, could you, okay, so how would this power work? Like, if you go... Can you if you go into like a casino, for example, and you're like staring at the roulette board, uh-huh. can you like know the future that it's going to be like, you know, 36 black and then you can bet on it? Or does like, or would you see the future where you win the bet? You know, could you like use the information?
Ooh.
You know, like, could I be like, I know, like, could I like isolate the future of that object? You know,
I mean, I like where your head's at because you're getting like a glimpse, like a few moments into the future.
Right.
So what you'd be seeing is like, oh, you bet on 36 black. Like, and so you're going to win because you bet on 36 black. And the reason you're seeing yourself winning is because you've already seen yourself winning and then you go and do it. I think that makes it too much like a superpower to me. This is more of like a, you know, like, I can modify. Would you rather change something from 5 years in the past or 5 years in the future?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Not like a few moments kind of future.
Okay. Future.
Would you modify something from 5 years? I mean, it's hard for me to want to change the past, you know?
Right. Because it's like, you don't want to change your present.
And it's sort of like, even when bad things happen to you, it's often like with perspective that you can look back and see that like, well, things were hard then, but those hard things led me to this place and that place led me to this place. And things are, you know, like if not for that hard thing, not good things now.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. And I mean, if you've ever watched the movie, The Butterfly Effect, and see like the very, very small like ripple effect modifications that happen from like any like one small like situation being shifted even just like a tiny bit, it's kind of like, oh man, see, now we don't know where we're gonna go. And then I guess seeing the future, the main thing, I mean, you could be prepared for it.
Or you said, could you change the future?
Let's see,
in your modification, would you change something 5 years in the past or
oh no, I guess you can only see what I mean is you'd see 5 years into the future. I phrased it poorly because I was trying to fix my previous problem of your roulette example.
Mm. Even that, though, could I go into the casino and be like, 5 years from now, this roulette board. Oh, it's actually going to be sold. Okay. That Slotomania.
This roulette board will be sold. Dang it.
Okay, dang it.
So close.
They switch them out. This is not good.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. They do that. Maybe that's why, too.
Just they're like, some people could see the future. So we gotta keep switching the boards around.
Somewhere there's just a warehouse full of old roulette tables. Exactly. It's like, that's where they go to die.
Most people are doing this trick.
Right. Yeah.
Only way to be good at roulette.
Okay.
I don't know, like, seeing the future, if you can't change it, just isn't that helpful, I think. Or, like, especially if you don't know the context of that future, you know?
I know. I mean, it's a good point.
I feel like a lot of times you'll see in the future, it's just like, oh, man, there's, like, so-and-so crying. And, like, a lot of times in fiction, it'll be like, oh, man, that person's, like, crying in the rain or something.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, wow, something bad must happen on this day. And then it's just like, you know, you just don't know the full context of that. Of that moment.
Right. Maybe they just dropped their candy bar and it went right down the sewer drain.
Right.
Like, oh, man, what a bad day. My candy bar. Yeah, you're right. That is possible. I'd like to think, though, that you discover something about yourself in this particular glimpse sample.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you know, maybe you discover like you're like,
I guess I'd rather see the future.
Okay. All right.
I guess.
All right.
Because it just feels like at least that's semi-useful, not more useful than changing the past, which might change your present.
I'm inclined to agree with
you.
I think the future is the way to go. Okay, question number next. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
One horse-sized duck. Definitely the horse-sized duck.
Yeah, really? I was going to go the other way.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, I'm imagining like a bunch of small horses are kind of just like a field of kittens and they don't really have fangs or claws, you know?
They got teeth.
They do have hoofs. They got toofs.
I feel like
have you ever seen like technically these are geese, but if you've ever been like walking down like the greenway and a geese comes like roaring at you, all honking and squawking about,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty scary.
But I can say there's like geese-sized dogs, right?
Would
you say you've seen like a goose-sized dog before?
Yeah, but I've never seen a duck-sized dog before. Dog-sized duck.
A dog-sized duck.
Yeah.
But if you've seen a goose-sized dog, then you've seen a dog-sized goose.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what your point is.
Because we're talking about ducks.
We're talking about ducks and horses.
We're talking about ducks. What I mean is ducks aren't that much smaller than geese.
Ducks are a lot smaller than geese.
A lot smaller. Some.
What about
those big white ducks at farms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about those ducks, Ben?
I didn't think about those ducks.
What about those ducks?
You know what? For the purposes of this example, not those ducks.
That's a big difference.
You caught me. I didn't think about those ducks.
Yeah.
I was thinking about small ducks.
You think about small? No, fair. I mean, here's the thing, though. Here's the other thing. If one of my fears about being near horses, is that I will get kicked by the horse.
Oh yeah,
because same. I'm pretty sure I'd just explode. You know,
I think once somewhere people told me that if you stand behind a horse, that they will kick you.
Right. Yeah, that's not true. But
and I don't think it's as true as it. Yeah, it's like it can happen.
Right.
You know,
it'd feel like you'd be getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're so strong.
They're very big.
Right.
Horses are huge. Like people don't. I don't think people appreciate it. Yeah. I don't think people are around horses as much as they think they are. You know what I mean? You think you know how big horses are, but they're big.
Do you think people are just walking around with a peace of mind? Like, I know how big a horse is.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they know how big a horse is. I think they know.
They should be preoccupying themselves far more with the current status and size of horses.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
They should be appreciating definitely how much bigger horses are than they think they are.
Right. Yeah. So, but this still seems to be going contrary to your decision that a horse-sized duck is better.
I would be afraid to be kicked by a regular horse. I can't imagine that being kicked by even a duck-sized horse, though, isn't going to hurt.
But they're so wee.
But there's so many.
Well, I mean, there's quite a few indeed.
Now, like, are we assuming like in this situation, the horses and or duck is like kind of fighting back?
I mean,
they're just like, hey, it's you and them, and they're just sort of out there. They don't even know.
They know you're in a fight. If you can imagine like a school of little duckies,
yeah.
You know, walking across the road,
yeah.
And then like something kind of gives them a tiny little spook, and they sort of start running at.
Am I armed?
No. Well, I mean, you're armed with your arms.
I'm armed with my arms. Okay, I'm armed and legged.
Yeah, you're armed and legged.
Okay, well, I still gotta say, what's a duck gonna do?
It's gonna bill you.
It's gonna bill you?
Yeah, I'm like, whack, whack. It's sort of like a quack, whack.
It wishes, man. I mean, how much bigger could a duck head get? I guess I'm trying to wonder here. I mean, I just don't think that would hurt as bad as being tackled by like 100 small horses.
How much do you think a duck weighs?
Not much. But that's the thing.
I mean, the horses aren't like maintaining their full-sized weight.
No, I know.
They'd just be like small horses.
But I think ducks weigh a lot less. I think a duck-sized horse is still not that heavy.
You think a duck-sized... I every time we say it, I have to like rework the image in my head.
Or a horse... I'm sorry. A horse-sized duck.
A horse-sized duck.
I don't think a giant duck is that heavy.
I bet it's... I mean, I don't know how much an actual horse weighs. I'm going to guess like 1,200 pounds. And I feel like this duck might weigh like 800.
No.
No?
Ducks can fly. They're not... They don't weigh anything.
Nothing.
They got hollow bones, man.
I mean, I think... Yeah, man.
Ducks float.
They're not small, frail birds.
All birds are frail, Ben.
So what is your methodology here? Walk me through. So you've walked into the arena.
It's a duck. I just tackle it. It's done.
You think it's done?
It's done.
I don't even think you could tackle a regular sized duck, and it would just be done.
I could definitely tackle a regular sized duck to death.
To death. Nobody said to death, Jay.
What kind of fight is this? That even better. I don't even have to kill it. I just got
TKO.
TKO? That dog is going down.
And you don't think you can walk in?
Its neck is so grabbable, man.
You don't think that you could just walk into this, like, I'm now imagining like an arena, sort of like a derby. Not a derby. What am I thinking?
A gladiator kind of situation?
Not a gladiator, but like bucking broncos, like right. not the circus.
Like a rodeo?
A rodeo. We found the rodeo word.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm imagining something like that.
Yeah.
And you walk in, and you don't think you could just go and just sort of start like bunting these small horses?
There's 100! Yeah. I don't think you definitely could. You definitely could. You'd get a few.
Jay, we're gonna have
they're
to,
on you.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree on this one.
If you fall down, they're gonna trample you. You're gonna move. They're gonna Mufasa you, man.
Why on earth would I fall down?
Why would you fall down?
I'm so big.
Horses can jump, man.
Can they?
Yeah,
can horses jump? High?
You seen horses jump over the gates and stuff at dressage? You're going to get dressage to death.
Yeah, you think I'm going to have death by dressage from tiny horses?
They're going to knock you down, and those tiny horses are going to kick you right in the... What if you got horse kicked from a tiny horse right in the schnoz, man?
I think it would mildly hurt.
You think it would mildly hurt?
I would just get back up. They don't have hands. They can't grapple you.
They got hooves.
Hooves.
They're heavy.
All right.
They're going to
We're agreeing to disagree. Right. I mean, I think... Hey,
good luck. I can't believe you don't think I could tackle a duck to death.
A horse-sized duck.
You said regular-sized duck.
Wait.
You said you didn't think I could tackle a regular-sized duck to death.
Oh, I was adding that later, but I mean...
I could tackle that horse-sized duck.
I think it's a big duck.
I mean, we have stated how big horses are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ducks aren't very dense is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, you good luck.
Yeah.
I think I'll be at the Denny's afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoying my...
I'll already be there.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Duck l'orange.
I'm changing the question. All right. Would you rather know the meaning of life or have infinite wealth? I went from a Laffy to a Siri.
Infinite wealth or meaning of life. Feels like meaning of life.
Ooh.
It feels like that.
You'd be happier.
I mean, this is like a question of like infinite wealth in turn. You know, it's like if you personally have infinite wealth, it feels like you can solve many a problems for the entire world.
It does feel that way. You're right.
Like
yeah.
Just even having anyone at all have infinite wealth, then just like that's pretty good. Probably.
Yeah.
Sobriety, you picked the right person.
But that's, at that point in time, your infinite wealth is being a martyr because it would mean you can't know the meaning of life. But because you have infinite wealth, it means you have it's not even infinite dollar bills, y'all. It's like infinite valuable and important resource.
Right. Well, because like the thing is, if I have infinite wealth, then essentially the entire planet is infinitely wealthy.
Yeah.
Because you can, there's no running out. So just keep giving money to everyone until you have, and then once everyone's resources problems are handled, then the whole world is just focusing on like the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So then they.
The thing is, if this access here's, I think this is basically it. Access to an infinite energy supply, which is like.
No, I mean, that would be wealth.
That's the wealth. Yeah. Then that feels like it just solves a lot of problems all around, and the whole world eventually like moves towards like an inner peace sort of thing. So in a way, it's like if you're using that infinite wealth for good, then. Like, you know, having infinite wealth and just being like, I'm just going to buy stuff. That'd be so lame. You know, it'd be so dumb.
I'm going to go buy a Target.
Most people, I know, right? With most people's like wealth, they're spending so they can get more wealth, right?
Yeah.
Right. But if you got infinite, there's no reason to try and get more.
That's true.
Right. So just start fixing stuff.
Just
start fixing stuff. Like how much money you need to fix that. Here. Done.
Next. Okay, so you take infinite wealth.
Maybe I would, because then the whole world, if I learn the secret of life, and it's like, that almost feels like, how am I going to tell everyone?
Yeah.
You know, if you're just out like, hey, guys, I know the secret of life. They're going to be like, oh yeah, sure you do.
You could write
sure
a holy
you
book.
Do. I could, yeah, you could write a holy book about it. You could start a religion.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. How many people, it seems like, it almost seems like more selfish because like you're the only one who benefits from the information of the meaning of life because no one's going to believe you have it, even though you will personally know it to be true.
So ironically, this is almost flipping the
it flips it.
It flips it a little bit. Like the selfish version is taking the meaningful version
for yourself.
Whereas the charitable version is taking the money.
Right. Yes, exactly. Because it's an infinite resource.
It's an infinite resource. No, I agree.
If it was like $10 billion or the meaning of life, I might just go for the meaning of life. But this is an infinite situation.
It is an infinite. It does. Yeah. They gave us that word.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
So you're
welcome, everyone.
But I think I was right. I think it makes you a martyr because your goal. I mean, not in a bad way.
Don't martyrs die?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, okay.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, everybody dies.
Yeah, death's coming for us all.
Especially if we're fighting horse-sized
ducks. The moment we're born, we start to die, Ben, you know?
Yeah, that's a good reminder here on Thanksgiving.
Good reminder, yeah. The clock is ticking.
Great. No, what are we trying to say here, Jay? Go back. You can find it, Ben. Because you would be attempting to give all of the world the opportunity to find the meaning of life, but almost decidedly not finding it yourself.
I mean, who's to say? I mean, if it's like collectively the entire world is like at a place where their resources and needs are met, then according to your own like hierarchy of needs, the entire world is at the top of the pyramid. So hopefully collectively we all just figure it out.
Yeah, I'll just figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or but perhaps the real meaning of life was the infinite money we spent along the way.
Exactly.
Next.
Okay, next. All right. Would you rather have spaghetti for hair or marshmallows for hands?
Spaghetti for hair. Spaghetti for hair.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dude, my hands are very important.
But, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I do agree with that. But spaghetti for hair feels so sloppy.
It feels so sloppy, but like, how are you going to do anything with marshmallow hands? Do you still have bones? I don't imagine you do.
I kind of think you do. I kind of think you got a hand. I think you're almost like the Michelin man. Puke. Yeah, yeah.
You think the Michelin man has bones?
Well, he's mostly tires. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
But like...
What kind of tires are on your car? You got a spine in there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is a spine in tires.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's like, you know, like a steel belt.
Okay.
That goes in there. So, sort of. Jeez, man.
Okay.
Brush up on your tire lore.
Maybe I need to.
No, I imagine almost like if you take like a fork used for roasting delicious hot schmoes over the fur, and you were to like, you know, put multiple like marshmallows on the end of it.
Yeah.
Then it's sort of like that's like what your finger would look like.
But then you can't bend that.
But you could, because there'd be like a little bone in there.
Maybe a little bone.
It's just
there.
Like, it's just like, instead of having these like nimble long fingers, you'd have really marshmallow fingers.
I mean, spaghetti already kind of looks like hair, you know.
Spaghetti does kind of look like hair.
Yeah.
Do you think you could like eat little bits of it in case you ever get a little snack?
Yeah. Right. Is it like growing out of me, but not like biologically me?
I really don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like thinking about that.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Let's just change the subject.
All right.
Before everybody can't eat their Thanksgiving dinner. All right. Let's see here. Would you rather lose all of your memories from the past or never be able to make new ones?
I don't want to lose my memories, no.
Yeah, I agree.
No. Yeah. So. Then I would go home and be like, who are my kids? Can't have that.
Can't have that.
Yep. Can't have that.
That's a good point.
Yep.
I'm sold pretty thoroughly on that response. Okie dokie. Let's see here. Would you rather sneeze glitter or burp confetti?
Well, this is a big question for me because I do both of these a lot.
You do. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sort of love sneeze glitter.
Sneeze glitter?
Because I feel like it would be like, it's like, you know, sneezing feels less, what's the word? Voluntary?
Sneezing is a little less voluntary, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I feel like burping is almost something you can kind of just like suppress a bit.
Maybe.
You know, but then if like whenever you sneeze, it's sort of like, even if you threw, you know, glitter everywhere, it would be sort of like, my bad, y'all, what was I supposed to do about that?
Yeah, no, I think I would rather burp the confetti.
Really?
For sure. Yeah, because I mean, look, if I even like handle a birthday card that's got some glitter on it, that's too much glitter.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of glitter.
You know, there would be glitter. This would become part of my whole life.
There would be glitter
everywhere.
Yeah.
I sneeze in like 12s.
You do.
It's bad. Yeah. I would constantly be covered in glitter all the time. Like I would just have to adapt to the glitter. People would be like, oh, I love glitter. I'd be like, you were only adopted by the glitter.
I was born into it. You know? I like this idea that you just like awoke under like a huge bathtub full to the brim of gold glitter.
Exactly, right? Yeah, I was just born from the glitter at that point.
Yeah,
it's way too much cleaning up glitter. Burp. This is like a party trick thing because you have control over it. You guys be like, check this out. You
know? It's like, woo! I'm kind of picturing like, you know, the emoji that's like the little like cone that almost has like confetti.
Could have been a fun trick.
I know. Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's true. But then there'd be confetti all over you right now.
Yeah, but that'd be so true with glitter. It's easier to clean up confetti than glitter.
How much more fun would a cold be, though, if like every time you sneezed, it was just like, ha!
I think it'd be more fun.
This is great.
It'd be so much mess.
You just like laying in bed, you blow your nose into a tissue, like, and it's just like, it's like holographic.
It would just be in your eyes so much, too, you know?
Yeah, it would be. Because, your nasal passages aren't far from your
eyeballs.
They're
not. Eyeballs, yeah, so. They'd just be up in the air, be floating around nonstop. You have to carry around a vacuum cleaner. Sorry, guys. You think it'd be covered in, like, mucus?
The vacuum?
The glitter.
Oh.
Or is this, like, replacing your...
Replacing the mucus. Then it'd be, like, just, like, powdery.
Okay, yeah.
Which, doesn't that sound nice?
All right, I think we disagree on this one. Next.
Fine. Now I'm just imagining, like, instead of having a runny nose, it's just like an hourglass of
glitter.
Of glitter, like, just sort of like dispensing out of your face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're telling me you don't love this.
No, I don't.
It's way more whimsy. Way more whimsy. Okay, let's see here. Would you rather live 100 years in the future or 100 years in the past?
Future, for sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? You know what we had in the 100 years ago?
The Great Depression.
Nothing.
Oh,
way less than now.
Way less than now.
Way less than now. Medicine 100 years ago, basically a joke.
Hmm.
Everything basically a joke. Cars? Yeah, nope. Don't think so. I mean, no. I'm sure we had cars.
Go to a car museum and laugh at them.
Go to a car museum. Yeah, right.
What is this? Basically a joke? I thought I was going to a museum, not a comedy club.
Not a comedy club. What? Got them. I guess at the moment you'd be going back to the roaring 20s, but like just canonically, there's only like 5 years of fun. And then it's just like, oh no.
Oh no.
100 years ago, I'd be like right before World War II. This would be awful.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like there's a good reason to go back.
This is specifically a bad time to go back 100 years.
Although, let's assume 100 years from now will be better.
I mean, that has pretty much always been the case.
Historically. You're using math.
I'm using math, then, you know, definitely 100 years in the future. It seems like diseases and things would have just been a lot worse a lot back then.
Yeah.
Much less conveniences, a lot more hardship all around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was really not that difficult for
you. Not that difficult.
Okay. Nope. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Would you rather never be able to eat pizza again or only be able to eat pizza forever?
What a great question. Oh, man. I think I would have to say I would never eat pizza again.
I think I agree with
only
you.
Only like, pizza.
Pizza is probably my favorite food, I would still give it up before only being able to eat it.
Everyone out there who doesn't think pizza is their favorite food is just lying to themselves.
Yeah.
Pizza is like God's gift to Earth. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, it is objectively here's Jesus awesome. And pizza.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah. Don't mess it up.
Dang it. Dang it.
You guys really messed up that first one.
I wonder how much you could stretch the, like, what is defined as pizza equation.
Oh, like if all you could eat was pizza?
If all you could eat yeah. But it's like, all I can eat is pizza, but nobody said that pizza couldn't be made of...
Right. People are like, well, are Pop-Tarts pizza, you know.
Are Pop-Tarts pizza, Jay?
Right, no.
Answer that question for
certainly
me.
Not.
No, okay.
No.
then you couldn't eat Pop-Tarts.
Right, exactly.
But like, could you have like a circular crust that you put like red jam down upon and then like maybe like icing over top?
Right, like if you could have like fruit pizza or like vegetable pizza.
Or you know. Toaster pastry pizza.
Right, basically just everything has to be cooked in such a way that it is a... like base with a creamy thing and then cheese.
Yeah. I mean, this is already kind of true. Like people have like modified pizza to like the nth degree.
Right. Right.
You know, there's like dessert pizza.
I think within the spirit of the question, what they mean is bread and meat sauce and cheese.
Okay.
Or not meat sauce, but
tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. Yeah.
I was like, is it meat sauce?
It is not meat sauce.
I was like, wow.
Bread, tomato sauce, cheese. That must, I think in, to me, the spirit of the question is that.
Is that. Okay.
Is that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're giving up pizza.
We're giving up pizza. I mean, I hate to do it. I hate to do it.
Man, at least we still have wings.
Look, there's
and ribs and steak.
If you only ate pizza, you're gonna be pretty discomfortable.
Yeah, pretty that's quick, true. Gastrointestinally speaking,
yeah, you're gonna be, and maybe then you're not even allowed to like medicate for it, you know, because that's not pizza.
Right?
Giving up medicine.
Does medicine count?
Does
as
medicine
food?
Count as food? I don't know.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Last one that I got for you here. Would you rather always tell the truth or always lie?
No.
I mean, have you seen the movie Liar Liar?
I know.
I wish that for one day.
Or always lie.
I would rather always tell the truth.
You would rather always tell the truth?
I would. Yeah. I think always lying would be like, it would be so hard to ever get anything done.
I think always tell the truth is probably the correct answer. Does everyone know this about you, I guess?
I think people could know it about
you. There's oftentimes where you see like people in fiction afflicted with this and they can like work around it a little bit.
Sure.
You know? And it's like always tell the truth doesn't mean like you have to say everything.
That's true, too. Yeah. It's not like every thought has
must
to come out
said.
Of your mind.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like there's like the famous like line from Liar Liar where he can't tell a lie and he like gets off the elevator and he like turns around and is like, it was me.
Right.
And it means that he's the one who farted in the elevator.
Right.
And it's like, you know, unless somebody was like, who was that?
Yeah. Right. So it probably feels like if you were asked, then it'd be like a lie of omission or something, but like you wouldn't necessarily have to. I feel like I'm like trying to like make a case for like, I would really like to be able to still lie.
Yeah. I mean, there's, I think the thing is that it's like, small, like, I mean, it's inconvenient to always be saying absolute fact. Like that can be harmful. That can be mean.
Right.
Like there's like a lot of like instances where it's like, it becomes very, gray. Like, we're, I don't think that either of us would have any situation where we're trying to say that dishonesty is greater than honesty.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. It's that, like, no, yeah, I don't want to be a dishonest person.
Yeah.
But sometimes the truth is, like, just hurtful.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or would, yeah, you would just keep it to yourself, I suppose. But yeah, I suppose the truth. I suppose the truth is what to go with. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it'd be very difficult, but I do think you'd find ways to manage it. And I think that if everybody knew that this was true about you, there would be like, it would put some onus on the people in your life to maybe not ask, like, how do I look in this dress?
or something.
It's like, I can't lie. So don't put me in positions to where, like, I mean, which would be a difficult modification for everybody in your life. But I do think it'd be something that, like, if you were so afflicted, people could find ways to, like, work with it.
It also feels that, like, if you could only lie, it's like the same thing. If people knew that about you, it feels like you could be a lot more creative about conveying what you meant about stuff. Like, it would be easier to still convey how you felt, even if you could only speak in lies. I feel like.
I mean, there would be, like, a decoding process.
Right.
I think that could certainly happen. It's like, you know, you make me so miserable.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like, is that a compliment?
Right, or is it just like, you know, it's like if someone knows you can only lie and they're like, do you love me? And you're like, no. It's like, then yes.
This works.
Right, this works.
I get it. Yeah.
Opposites.
Opposites. Yeah. Okay. So there, I mean, that would certainly be the other version of being accommodating to the situation, is that you would know that all they could say is lies. So then you could reliably know that they were always lying.
Right. But you wouldn't always know if they were, like, I guess the tricky part would be, like, are they lying in opposite fashion or lying for real?
Oh.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right. Like, do you love me? No. You must always lie. Oh, well, no, because then, no, but if you must always lie and you didn't love them, then you'd have to say yes. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. 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 Yeah. That would work.
You're right. Yeah. That, because you, I mean, there, you have to have, otherwise it would stack on itself for too long to where it's like, but I knew that you would think that. And so I said this in order to say this. Like, that would be like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, we must still be able to dilute it down to yes or no.
Right.
Otherwise it becomes absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise. Yeah. There's no like reverse here.
reverse.
Oh no. Skip. Draw two. Draw four. I win. Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
Okay. That's all you got.
Transition.
Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Shopify. Yo, when we first started making content online, I remember the very first time somebody left a comment asking where they could buy our merch. It was a wild moment, almost like a rite of passage. I was on cloud nine until I realized I had to find a way to make that possible. And that's where Shopify steps in. Shopify made it so easy to take that comment to heart and put our first t-shirts online available for, you know, that one person that wanted it. Now, years later, we rely on Shopify every day and have a whole lineup of products from coffee to candles and, of course, t-shirts. And while we always love the comments letting us know what y'all want, Shopify makes it easy to know what y'all are actually loving. So upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/poppop. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/poppop to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/poppop.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Ben, as people are probably watching a lot of football today on Thanksgiving, if you're listening to this on the day it came out,
yeah,
we should talk about how we just got home from a football game.
We sure did. We went to the spectacle that was the Kansas City Chiefs,
yeah,
versus the North Carolina Panthers.
I think just Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers.
Does that mean the Panthers represent both Carolinas at once?
I mean, I don't know. I guess so.
If that's the case, then I feel like we need a Virginia team that can represent both Austin and West Virginia. Our good old buddies. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I will tell you what. Of all of the, it seems to me that of all of the directionally based states, Virginia is clearly the best negotiator of the lot. You know what I mean?
No, there's like North and South Dakota.
Yeah, right. It's not like there's Dakota and South Dakota. Yeah. It's not Carolina and South Carolina. It's North and South. It's North and South. It's West and Original.
the OGs.
OG. It's not West Virginia and East Virginia. It's Virginia.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. West Virginia.
Our brand new best friends who we were going to align with in order to create our own professional sports team. Shots fired.
That, like, I could just imagine, like, 3 months from now, they're like, in the WNBA starting a new team, a new professional sports team in West Virginia. I'd be like, dang it.
Oh, come on.
Dang it. They have a sports team now. Before us.
The nerve,
West Virginia. I don't know how many listeners we have in West Virginia. Certainly some. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, guys. I actually do enjoy driving through West Virginia.
I know. It's very nice.
The skiing.
It's very beautiful out there. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Look at us trying to, like, mummify the West Virginians.
Do you remember when we went to a place called the Cheat Mountain Club as kids?
Oh.
Yeah.
I hadn't until you said those words.
There you go.
Did we watch Mrs. Doubtfire there for the first time?
Pretty sure we did.
Okay.
Yeah, they had like a little kid's cabin off to the left.
Over there, off to the left. If you're looking at door front, it's door left.
Yeah, right. Something like that.
To this day, I don't really know how stage left and stage right works.
Nope.
But anyway, yeah, Cheat Mountain Club. Rode bikes. There was gravel.
Yep. There was like a river. You could go fishing in the river.
Do you want to know what I did at the Cheat Mountain Club?
What'd you do?
I stole everyone's soap.
You stole everyone's soap?
I mean, everyone's soap. Like, I don't know how this hotel worked, you know?
Well, it's not really a hotel.
Is it not a hotel?
No.
Is it like a lodge?
It's like a lodge. It's like like 20 people can stay there at once.
Okay. Well, you know what? I didn't know that. And so the doors were openable. And so I would go and open the doors. And even sometimes people were inside of their rooms. Oh. And I would, like, be on my belly, like, slithering my way on
slather.
And I would go into, and I really liked when I was a kid, all of the, hotel soaps and such.
Yeah.
I had this, like, aspiration that I would learn how to whittle using my pocket knife.
Don't we all? What do you mean had, Ben?
I mean, it never goes away.
It's still on my bucket list.
Yeah, I mean, one day I will whittle.
Master whittler.
Yeah.
Batman's way worse villain.
The Whittler.
He's just whittle like, me this Batman.
Ha ha. He makes like little like weapons.
Yeah.
Out of like sticks, sticks and other things he's just got he like finds a pocket nearby. Knife,
yeah.
Yeah. Just shavings are flying everywhere.
Yeah.
So I remember people would be in their rooms like doing stuff, and I would just like go into strangers' rooms to try to go and like find they're still in box, new in box soaps.
New in box soaps.
And I remember one time I accidentally went into the same woman's room twice, and she was just sitting in this chair staring out the window, and she was like, are you back to return my soap?
Oh!
And I was like, no.
No.
Bye.
I'm here for more.
More soap.
Boy, I can't believe that you did not remember that place and that upon remembering it, you remembered your thieving days.
My thieving days. Yeah. You know, I mean, I used to run a crew.
Soap thief. In terms of, did that make you think of whittling because you were going to whittle the soap?
I was going to whittle the soap.
Oh, so you're the whittler.
The whittler, yeah.
The soap theft in Gotham.
I'm slippery like
People are like, these streets are dirty. Like, because there's no soap.
There's no soap. I stole it all.
Stole it all.
Yeah, but no, I mean, all the kids wanted to go in and watch Mrs. Doubtfire in the clubhouse, and I didn't want to, so I went and stole soap instead.
Yeah, I say I saw it. I remember it sort of being on. I don't think I actually watched it over there.
As far as I know, it was the only thing that was ever on.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like every time I went in there, it was just also Mrs. Doubtfire.
Kind of also. Yeah, I do. Yeah. That does, that movie does ring true to that trip in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it because it was like, I remember we went there and I never really remembered like the circumstances under which, other than it seemed like dad had work friend and also they were there.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Probably,
but like
at least
never saw those kids again.
Right, right. Right. Yeah. Who were those
who
kids?
Who were those kids? Right. Did you go to the cheap mountain club with us in West Virginia?
This is how we find Carp Girl.
It was the same girl.
It was the same girl.
I don't think so.
No, that's, I mean, it seems possible though. Actually, it doesn't seem possible.
That it doesn't.
So
yeah.
Just unbelievably bonkers.
Yeah. If you actually knew her from a separate family trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what?
What are the odds?
We have so much in common.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't even remember your name.
Yeah.
The other thing I feel like I vaguely remember, and tell me if you do this as well, Tyler, our younger brother, was quite young when we went, and I feel like he really liked the chocolate pudding.
Oh, I don't remember that part. No, okay. I believe you.
Yeah,
well, that happened.
Yeah. I can only lie. So,
yeah.
Or only tell the truth.
I don't remember that. Do you remember exceptionally steep stairs up to that top room?
Up to the top room?
Like there was like a room where I feel like it was like a kid's room in the main cabin area. And there were very steep stairs.
No, I don't remember those. I was just thinking door center.
Oh, door, like regular door.
Regular door.
No, this was like there was a room at the top and the stairs were like questionably steep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Like verging on ladder, but still stairs.
Yeah. Which makes it like twice as dangerous somehow.
Somehow. Like you could fall backwards.
Right. What is the deal with the fact that like stairs, the steeper they get, the less safe they seem, but then at some point in time they just become a ladder and the ladder inherently doesn't seem that unsafe.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, what's up with the Cheap Mountain Club?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember even what you said. Oh, we were talking about West Virginia.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was trying to remember like what circumstances we went there. And I was like, well, that's what it was called, right? The Cheap Mountain Club. And like to this day, it exists.
Okay.
I looked it up and I feel like I want to go there to like confirm it's real, you know?
You know, honestly, it is one of those locations that I think like my brain could have used as like a set for dreams.
Yeah.
You know, where it's
right.
Sort of like, it's like, here's a place you went one time. You don't really know anything about it, why you were there, who you were there with, what you did while you were there, other than possibly watch some of Mrs. Doubtfire. And so now it is just like a setting that,
yeah.
That your brain is capable of like pulling.
Exactly. Exactly. But like I look at it and I'm like, it seems like a really cool place. Like they do not have like good branding at all. Like it is like a Facebook page managed by the couple who owns it, which is like a young couple, like in their 30s or something.
Oh, okay.
And they just sort of like there. And while you're there, they just sort of like take care of you, I guess.
Oh,
I think they like it's like if you're like staying there for the week, like. They make the meals and things.
And this sounds appealing to you.
It sounds great.
It sounds not even just appealing, but
Well, there's like mountain bike trails and stuff, and there's like a pond where you can go fishing, and like kids could bike on like the gravel area, and you're like next to a river where you could go fish like right next to the house and stuff.
Okay, I mean that part's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like all stuff that we like, and I'm like, I don't know. It seems like kind of cool, and it's so like unknown. You know, I don't know. I'm just something throwing it out there. Cheap Mountain Club 2025. Let's go.
You might need a bit harder.
You don't want to like go have like fun cabin. This seems, I can't believe I thought I would just have to like mention this in your vague direction and you'd be like, what's this?
I don't have fond memories.
Fond memories? I don't even have fond memories. I'm just like, I remember having been there, and because I had a memory, I knew it was a place that could be looked up. And upon looking it up, I was like, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Do you have negative memories?
I remember being like uncomfortable.
Okay.
Like I couldn't figure it out.
Well,
I couldn't figure out
why
I was there.
Exactly. But this time we would know.
Yeah.
We know. And it would just be family fun times.
What do you think the soap situation's like now?
I bet. Ben, it wouldn't surprise me if the same checkers board was there. You know?
There was a checkers board?
In the kids' room with the Doubtfire. It wouldn't surprise me if almost nothing new was there. which is also part of the appeal, I think.
I can almost smell it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just a big, you don't want to go stay at a big giant log cabin with all your friends for a week.
With the steep stairs.
I mean, that's just to the one room. The rest of the house had regular stairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the stair situation wasn't like a sweeping declaration.
No, not everywhere. Not like anyone fell. I just remember it being like, these are really steep.
Right.
Yeah. But we were all up there. We got up there fine. It's fine. We're good. Yeah. I can't. This seems like it'd be right up your kind of trip. House in the woods.
I literally don't know why I feel trapped thinking about it.
What?
I feel like all of my control has been lost at the very thought of returning.
I am so shocked because at the beginning of this conversation you couldn't even remember this place.
I tried to force it from my brain.
I mean it's possible that given the circumstances under which we were there, like I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you just unlocked a trauma from my past.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should talk about this in therapy. See what you can get to the bottom of what happened at the Cheat Mountain Club.
I know. I need to go in like one of those like hypnosis scenarios where it's like they like put you under and they're like, all right, walk up the steep stairs. What do you see now?
I'm so curious because if I just like hadn't mentioned the name of it and I was like, dude, I just found this like cool place in West Virginia. It's like a cabin that houses like 20 people.
No, if I discovered where it was, I would have been like, mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I am so curious as to what's going on in your brain right now.
I don't want to go back.
This is so interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Seems like such a pleasant, welcoming place.
I know, but I'm so sure I don't want to be there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think we found something inside you.
We did find something.
Yeah.
Something stirred.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Mm, yeah. Fleeting images.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Well, this is weird. To say the least.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's like one of those things. I have literally on numerous occasions thought like it's not a lot. Like I don't think I have like major conflict with people or places or anything. Mm-hmm. But I have like literally thought before that like as a very proactive mechanism for trying to I think once upon a time I told you about the Zeigarnik effect, which is like unresolved issues that like, it's almost like the longer they go unresolved, the more they just like become this like burdenous weight that you have to kind of like keep with you at all times because they're like these like things that never got closed.
Yeah.
And I have I've literally thought before, like it'd be so interesting to have like a self-discovery podcast with the intention of going and finding people like from my past who I had like a negative thing with and being like, would you come on and like publicly talk about it?
You're almost like you're, to me, it sounds like you're insisting we do go.
Well, I mean,
so that you can face whatever weirdness you got going over there.
There's a weirdness. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be. This would be, maybe it's just that we were like kids and didn't, you know, couldn't take advantage of the amenities.
Maybe.
Kind of situation. I don't know. Be like mountain biking for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be great. And not just on like the little gravel path, like in the woods, real mountain biking.
The real thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or hiking or fishing. I don't know. Now I'm just like, I wasn't even that determined to like pitch this to you. It's just, we were just sort of talking about it and like the weirder it got for you, like, I don't know what's happening.
Let's poke this.
Yeah.
I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. I mean, I have that memory of the soap and the Doubtfire.
I'm going to go look it up after this. We're going to go like look at pictures and see what happens.
I don't know if you can tell. I've been like literally wringing my hands.
I am so, as someone who is as introspective as you are and constantly looking to uncover some sort of trigger point in your past, I feel like maybe this was a shot in the dark bullseye here or something.
Could be. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have to see mom and dad, if you're listening. We're going to have to dig up some family photos.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. What do you tell us, parents? Why were we there? What did we do? Did you have fun? You want to go back?
Oh, don't ask mom and dad. They're going to want to go.
Mom's not going to want to go.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like for some vague reason, I have a rough recollection of wearing like a... What is the mascot for NC State?
The Tar Heels?
No,
the Wolfpack. Sorry.
The Wolfpack!
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember wearing a red t-shirt that had like a Wolfpack, like an NC State, like... interesting thing on it.
I don't remember you owning any NC State memorabilia in your whole life.
My whole life. Well, we're going to have to go and dig it up.
Yeah. I guess so.
We have found ourselves in unusual.
This has got to be like in a year in Carlin somewhere.
It might be.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is.
All right.
Stay tuned, people. Stay the mystery tuned. Of the Cheat Mountain Club shall continue.
I literally don't even. Are you saying cheat or cheap?
Cheat.
Cheat.
Yeah.
The Cheat Mountain Club.
Yeah.
What would even be better between those two? What would you rather have a resort called the Cheap Mountain Club or the Cheat Mountain Club?
Cheat.
At least one of them indicates it's cost effective.
I guess, but I'm not going to I think it's just Cheat Mountain, you know?
Oh, the name of the mountains.
The name of the mountain, it's yeah.
The named a mountain cheat.
Yeah. It's West Virginia, man. I don't know.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Anyway, so we found, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving if you weren't unearthing a little bit of
family trauma.
just a little bit out there. You are not alone.
Well, that is not even what we were trying to talk about. I didn't even know what we were trying to talk about.
I don't know.
We were talking about the Chiefs and the Panthers and South Carolina and negotiating state titles.
Anyway, we went to the Chiefs Panthers game. The Chiefs won. Good times.
We did go to the Panthers-Chiefs game this past weekend, largely because we wanted to. I guess we went as quote-unquote Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
Not that we are particular Chiefs fans.
Yeah, no, not definitely not as like a primary, you know, facet of our personalities or anything like that. But we, I feel like it was very similar to going to like the Seahawks game like we did earlier this year against like the Miami Dolphins,
yeah.
Where it's like we've literally seen four NFL teams, none of which are like our team.
Yeah, this year.
Play this year.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a certain degree of just sort of like vibes. But what's been fascinating to me about both instances is how populated both stadiums were by the away teams.
Yeah.
We went to a Panthers game. The Panthers are not very good.
Yeah.
It was like a sea of red out there.
It was a sea of red out there. I mean, I would say there was hands down more Chiefs fans than Panthers fans there.
Yes. Like whenever you like heard like the stadium like erupt, like if you were like out grabbing like a hot dog or something at the stand, like you didn't know which team did something.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like, well, wait a second. Like,
yeah.
You know, which faction just got excited?
It is baffling to me that that can like ever happen, like when it's not, inside the same state or something.
Yeah.
You know, like if it was the Ravens and the Commanders, they're like, you know, an hour from each other.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if the fans travel well. But like this is across the country, you know, to like. Or it's like it went from the Midwest, at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like the really curious question there, because like, you know, the Chiefs are the two-time reigning Super Bowl champions, and
yeah.
They're at least on an agreeable track to make it far in the season. They're playing very well. And so it's hard to know, because like, is this the Taylor Swift effect? Like, because it does seem like the Chiefs have sort of like found themselves in like the center fold of like almost like this like kind of pop culture
they're
moment
very
happening.
Like they're very like, yeah, like America's team at the moment for sure.
Yes. And so it's like, you know, part of me, because like we went to the game yesterday, and like even this morning we were at like a bakery getting some food before we like rolled home, and I saw like tons of people there like wearing Chiefs attire and
yeah.
whatnot. And so it's like when you see all those people out there and you're trying to figure out like what is happening exactly, because like the Chiefs fan base has just infiltrated Charlotte, North Carolina. It's like, is it possible? And I mean, on some level, like fans are always going to travel for their team. Like I'm not like oblivious to the fact that this happens. And,
yeah.
And even like I said, like when we were in Seattle, which is as physically far away, I think, as any two teams can be from Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about like literal opposite ends of
corners of the yeah. country, even. Yeah.
There was a good Miami showing at that game.
Right.
As well.
Yeah.
So it's not like I don't recognize that could happen, but like on some level, I'm like, man, is it possible that Taylor Swift is so popular that the fact that she is dating one of the players from the Chiefs that has created such a phenomenon that like Charlotte, North Carolina is like economically stimulated by the sheer masses of people who are now visiting the area because they want to see the Chiefs play.
I mean, I'm sure if you are any, I don't know, city manager or mayor or whoever that is like running a city that has an NFL team, you desperately want Kansas City on your schedule next year.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they have like the best bid because they're going to bring a sold out crowd almost no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. Their fans are going to come, especially right now. For sure. For sure. Yeah. It was very interesting. The same was true when we saw the Celtics in Washington.
Yeah. Also true. Yeah.
I mean, that was maybe even more so. It was like 95% green in the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah. That was wild.
And I mean, that could be in part due to the fact that the Washington Wizards were just so horrifically bad.
They were really not good. Yeah. But you know what? The Panthers weren't faring much better, and they put up quite a show yesterday.
They did indeed. Yeah, made for a really fun game, which was awesome.
It was. Okay. So a couple fun things happening, just like where we were sitting.
Yeah.
Number one was that at some point, like this, I was convinced it was going to be a cold day, and it was not.
No,
it was actually quite warm. It was no clouds, and the sun was out. And your wife had worn a sweatshirt to the game, but needed to downgrade to a t-shirt.
Yes, because she was wearing this like, massive, oversized, black sweater.
Yeah, but obviously, once you're in the stadium, the only thing you can buy is stuff that says Panthers on it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what she had to go do.
Yes. 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 So so she we leave our seats, go down. We're looking at like the gift shop or whatever. She finds a Carolina Panthers shirt, swaps it over, comes back out to the stadium basically as a new person.
Yeah, basically as a new person.
Yes.
It was a crazy transformation that happened when you guys got back. Like, it almost like it felt like as a joke, like, oh, I'm rooting for the Panthers now, because like we all sort of went in like, yeah, we're rooting for the Chiefs. Yeah, you know, that's why we came.
Yeah,
you know, that's why we chose. We wanted to see Patrick Mahomes play and Travis Kelce and all that. But like, you know, she bought a shirt. It's like, haha, I'm rooting for the Panthers. But like by the end of the game, she was like truly rooting for the Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, she was like jumping out of her chair every time like a catch was made, and just like, I mean, she was like in it.
Yeah. It was a very crazy transformation, especially for Alice, who, as far as I know, is like barely enjoys football at all.
Almost actively dislikes it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was like she really got like caught up in the spirit, in the moment.
It was pretty remarkable to see.
Yeah.
I was sort of shocked, to be honest with you. There's this thing that like the Panthers fans must do on like third downs where they like they take the plastic seat and they like sort of like smash it against like the thing. And so like Allie's like standing up and she's like, do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, Allie,
what's happening right now?
Look at you go.
I know.
You're doing sports.
You're part of the community.
Yeah.
Your people. The Panthers. Who knew? Yeah, so that was fascinating to watch happen in like real time. And I'm curious if it like sticks with her at all, you know? She's like, what happened to the Panthers this week?
I know. Yeah. I mean, this is, I mean, sometimes she's like that.
Sometimes, I mean, this is like the magic of sports sometimes though.
Yeah. You know?
Like it can happen. But so the other interesting thing that was sort of happening around us at the game was that the gentleman directly in front of us
was libacious.
He was libacious. That's for sure. However, I'm not sure anyone was having more fun in the whole stadium.
To be honest with you, I would completely agree.
Yeah.
Like it's at first when we sat down and I could tell he was like a little bit more like vocal, I was like, oh boy, this is gonna be rough.
Yeah.
But like he was like, I'll let you tell it.
Okay.
I'll add.
Well, he was libacious, but he was extremely friendly.
Yes.
For the most part. But like definitely like never met a stranger. If you were within 5 feet of him, he was going to lean over and say something to you.
Yes.
And so I had, you know, several tiny mini conversations about this or that and whatever. But I don't know if he was specifically a Chiefs fan. He was wearing a Vikings jersey.
Yes.
He was definitely not rooting for the Panthers, I'll tell you that.
Anybody but Carolina.
And this was a blanket statement, it seemed, for any Carolina-based sports team at all ever for the history of time.
For some reason, he had a very deep dislike for Carolina sports.
Carolina sports, it seemed like he went to a lot of them. I think he must live in Carolina, but hates Carolina sports, but loves going to sports. So his real sport is going and rooting against them.
Yes.
Yes. But then also rooting for the Vikings, I guess.
Vikings fan and a score.
Yes, Viking fan and a score. Anyway. So anytime anything bad happened for the Panthers, which playing the Chiefs wasn't too infrequent, he found there were some other people sitting off to our right. He would turn around and yell at them, and they were decked out in Panthers gear. They had a blue wigs on.
You know,
they had jerseys, they had the chains, they were going. And he would turn around and yell at them. And I've been at plenty of football game where someone turns around and they do this, and the person they are talking to takes it so personally, and it is just bothering them the whole game, and it's getting under their skin. And I will tell you what, that was not the case at all. I have never seen such jovial trash talk, and it was a spectacle to behold.
No, it truly and honestly was, because it was the kind of blind faith that people can only have whilst watching sports, where a flag would be on the play and one of them would be like, it's a hold on my team. No, it's a hold on your team. And they're going back and forth, and it's like, oh, it's a hold on his team, and it's like, in your face. It was so funny.
Because they were both loving it. Like, anytime the Panthers did something good, he'd reach over and yell at that guy. These guys are just strangers,
Just total strangers. Yeah. Couldn't be for more different walks of life and everything. But by the end of it, they were taking family photos together.
It was like the magic of sports.
Yes. It was clear that the best part of both of these people's days was the fact that they crossed paths with each other, and the way in which they crossed paths with each other was yelling at each other about a thing they disagreed about.
I know. Yes. It was it was like very interesting to watch. And so that was cool. Then, however, sitting behind us was a woman who, even though she had nothing to do with the situation at all.
Jay, she was a Steelers fan.
She was a Steelers, made that clear.
really clear.
Very clearly she made that very clear a few times. She was wearing Carolina gear, and so the guy in front of us is turning around. Anytime something bad happens to the Panthers, he's yelling at his new best friend for life.
Yeah.
Who's rooting for the Panthers and giving him a hard time about it. And this woman is clearly whatever he's saying to him, which he's just eating up and laughing about, it is actually bothering her.
Yes.
She is catching a stray collateral tenseness from it. And so she finds it in her heart to interject herself into this situation and let this guy know how disrespectful he's being. And I'm like, are you watching? Because that's not what's happening.
So she it's like Minnesota guy is yelling at Carolina guy in a way that is fine. And then Steelers lady is yelling at Minnesota guy, telling him he's being disrespectful to Carolina guy.
Right.
And then Carolina guy is sort of like, I'm good. We're all just having a good time.
Right.
And she doesn't stop.
Berating Vikings guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was, and meanwhile, we are literally sitting inside
of the triangle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the middle of it.
I'm like,
right.
I don't know what to do.
And now, conversely, Vikings guy is looking up at her, and he's just, he's dishing it right back at her. It's so funny to watch, because clearly everything he's saying is bothering her, and nothing she is going to say is going to bother him at all.
Yes.
She's just throwing fuel on the fire that she doesn't like.
Right.
And he's just eating it up. And it was so weird, because she's saying he's being disrespectful. It's if that guy was being bothered by it, it would have been disrespectful,
right.
But he wasn't. And they were totally hamming it up together.
Right.
And I think if he had genuinely been bothered by it, I don't think he would have continued doing it.
No.
You know?
I agree. And it's a strange one, I think, because it's me and Alice were listening to a book on our drive home this morning, and it was basically talking about the difference between stating a fact versus making a complaint. So if you're at a restaurant and your soup comes out and it's cold, and you inform the waiter hey, my soup is cold, you are not acting, you are not complaining. You are merely delivering a fact of information versus saying how dare you serve me cold soup.
Right.
Then it's a complaint.
Yeah.
So it's like, there is a way to inform the person who has served you the food that something is askew by merely stating the fact. And in this situation, it's like, it was funny because there was so much trash talk, and trash talk is inherently non-factual, highly subjective in nature.
Right.
Your team sucks. No, your team sucks.
It's right.
Like, neither of them suck. It was almost a tie game. Like, you know, but I think what was happening, and I think that what this book was talking about this morning is that, like, your like, I think it was talking about, like, ego. So, like, your ego is not speaking when you're just stating facts. And it's when you start to complain that, like, you know, you've injected, like, emotions and everything inside of it. And so it's like, I think this one was like, you're being disrespectful. And he was like, no, I'm not. And it's like, it was funny because the words he was saying easily could have been interpreted as disrespectful. However, they weren't being received that way, and I don't think he was delivering them
in a disrespectful way.
Right. So he was taking full knowledge in the fact that he was like, I am not being disrespectful. You can't bother me.
Right.
Because I'm not bothering him. Like,
right. Yeah.
And it was very interesting to, like, see that self-confidence, because I was like, I would not, literally the same woman at one point in time, there's another person, like, eight people down our row who was, I believe, smoking or vaping, and they were being asked not to by the staff of the building. So we had, like, three staffers come up and basically have to come down our row in order to, like, go and speak to this gentleman for smoking.
Okay.
And while that's happening, me and Alice are kind of, like, doing, like, the sideways, like, kind of butt squeeze thing with our seats to, like, let them through.
Yeah.
And then this woman starts yelling at me, like, because she's like, it's third down. Why are you standing up right now? You're in my way. And I was like, I'm literally just trying to be like, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to be in your way. They're trying to speak to that gentleman down there. Like, and it was kind of like, I know that I'm causing a problem, but I have nothing to do with it. I just need to not be in the way of the staff. And so it's like, in that situation, it's like the same thing was the case. I knew I wasn't doing anything wrong, and I still felt bad about it. So
right.
I admired this man so much because I was like, you know, in your heart of hearts that you're not being mean.
Right.
That you and this other man are having a great time.
Right.
And it's adding to both of your experiences. And it's almost like, I don't even know what the best way to describe it was. Mutually agreed upon trash talking.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it was. And it was so funny because then, you know, he was, I mean, it, like, the same exact, like, attitude was then being directed at her, but with, like, now it's like, oh, you're calling me, like, a jerk. And it's like, I am gonna gotta be a jerk to you, but you're like, yeah, but she's sort of, yeah, it's like because she's treating you that way.
Yes. Yeah. It was a very weird, like, social experiment to just sit there and bear witness to.
You're like, what is going on around us right now?
Yes. Yeah. Because as we mentioned before, it was probably just as equally odd that the person who he just, and maybe, you know, maybe he's good at sussing out, because it seemed like this is just his personality.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he came up from the bathroom, I saw him, like, you know, going, like, you know, poke and rib and joke with other people, like, literally just sitting, you know, on the walk up.
Right.
This guy wanted to interact with everyone.
I know. Yeah. I was like, yeah, seriously, never. Everyone he met was a friend.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the type of thing where that guy could have been upset. He wasn't. And it was kind of just a joy to see.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, that was fun to lay witness to.
Yes. Yes.
All
indeed.
Around. Yeah.
Sports. There you go.
Yeah.
The great
bringing
equalizer.
Some people together and other people apart. To that lady, though, even if you had no reason to be standing up, even if there weren't staffers, you don't need a reason to be standing up at a football game.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I used to remember, like, going to, like, Virginia Tech football games when I was younger, especially. Like, I mean, it wouldn't even be in the cards to sit.
Yeah.
Like, it was my full intention to stand the whole game.
The whole game, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
How else are you supposed to jump?
Oh, I know. I mean, I've had arguments with people behind me before. They're like, can you sit down? And they're like, no. They're like, oh, I paid a lot of money for these seats. And I'm like, me too. Like, right. And I'm going to be standing.
We're both here.
You see how it goes. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a football game, so I shall be cheering.
Yeah.
If you would like to do so as well.
Right.
Perhaps you should stand.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very much a part of this know, particular right. culture. Yeah.
Look around, friend.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. So there you go. Chiefs, Panthers. Go Chiefs, I guess. Woo.
If you're
Panthers, if you're Alice.
If you're Alice. who now has a new favorite t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you guys so much for just sticking with Popcorn Culture and listening to us year in and year out. And
I know. Yeah. We're coming up on, I think it's going to be the fifth anniversary of the show in like a month?
Oh my gosh. Isn't that Yeah, because it was on about? Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas Day of 2019.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it if you've been along with us for this entire ride. And if, of course, as per always, just got to remind you that we do have that new vinyl coming out
Q4.
We are going to be recording an exclusive episode only available on vinyl. So be sure to check that out. Patreon.com/popcornculture. But otherwise, guys, until next time,
pop pop.
Today's episode was edited by Isabel Chrisley. Vaishon Brandon does our art. Catherine Stein is our production manager, and the show is hosted by me and Jonathan Carlin.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies slippers are just $6.99 a pair, and a men's heated jacket is $49.99. There's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. Y'all, I am so excited because Through the Gryffindor is heading back out on tour. Starting in February of 2025, we'll be performing live shows in Charlotte, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Nashville. And as always, we will be bringing all of the magic with a tour-long Jay versus Ben trivia showdown with questions submitted and asked by all of you. And then, of course, we will dim the lights for a live recording of Through the Gryffindor. And y'all, these nights have made for some of my all-time favorite since we have started making content on the internet. Is truly a magical evening, nerding out Harry Potter style with the very best community online. Plus, we have a VIP upgrade for each show if you want to come and meet Jay and I, take photos, ask questions, and score an exclusive signed tour poster before the show begins. We would love to see you. We'd love to meet you, and we hope you will come and join us for all of the fun. Tickets are available in the show notes for every show or at supercarlinbrothers.com.